Today on Hacker Public Radio, the sort command. Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. On today's episode, we're going to be going through the sort command. It's one of the most common commands used on the command line on Unix systems. It's probably guaranteed to be on every system. And I want to bring you through some of the options that are available in the GNU Core Utils 8.5 version, which is on my system here. If you want to read along, you can open a bash prompt and you can type in man space sort. And the options are, so you can sort, then some options, and then the file name. So dash b, well, first of all, what it does is it writes a sorted concatenation of all files to standard output. And what that means is if you have a text file, for instance, with IP addresses and you want to sort it, you could just type sort space IP address dot text and it'll sort all those files for you. Some of the options that you can use is dash B, which is ignore leading blank lines, blanks in the lines, dash D or dash dash dictionary dash order, consider only blanks and alphanumeric characters, dash F or dash dash ignore dash case will fold lowercase to uppercase characters. So if you have a combination of upper and lowercase and you're not that worried about it, you want to sort by street address perhaps, then that will be an interesting one to use. The dash G or dash dash general dash numeric dash sort will compare according to generic numerical values. The dash I or dash dash ignore dash non-printing will consider only printable characters. The dash uppercase M or the dash dash month dash sort will compare January, February, March, or J-A-N right to D-E-C. Dash H or dash dash human dash numeric dash sort will compare human readable character numbers. So for example, 2K, 1 gig. Dash N or dash dash numeric dash sort will compare according to a string of numerical values. Dash or dash dash random dash sort will sort by a random hash of keys. And the option dash dash random dash source equals file will get random bytes from a file. I have no idea why you would use that, but there it is. The dash R or in long form dash dash reverse will reverse the results of the comparisons. You also have the long form dash dash sort equals, and it can be G, dash H, dash uppercase M. Actually, the dash dash sort can be a word which is generic, general dash numeric, which shortcuts to dash G, human dash numeric, which shortcuts to dash H, month, which shortcuts to dash uppercase M, numeric, which shortcuts to dash N, random, which shortcuts to dash R, and version, which shortcuts to dash V. And dash V is a natural sort of version numbers within a text, which is quite handy. Other options include dash dash batch size NM merge, which will merge the most N merge inputs at once for more use temp files. I have no idea what that means. However, the dash C and long form dash dash check and also dash dash check equals diagnose dash first will check for sorted input first and do not sort, which is, I guess, more efficient. Dash capital C or dash dash check equals quiet or dash dash check equals silent is like dash C but does not report the first bad line. The long form dash dash compress dash program equals program will compress temporaries with the program, whichever one you choose, and then you can decompress them with prog dash D. Dash dash files 0 equals from equals F will read input from the files by null terminated names in file F. If file F is dash, then it will read the names from standard input. Then we have dash k, long form dash dash key equals position 1 with an optional comma position 2. Start key, start at a key position 1, origin of 1, and end at position 2, default, is the end of the line. I'm coming back to this one in a minute because this one is the reason that I'm recording this for you. However, I'll continue reading the page. Next option is dash M or long form dash dash merge will merge in already sorted files, so do not sort. Dash O or dash dash output equals file name will write the result to file name instead of standard output. Dash S or dash dash stable will stabilize the output by disabling last resort comparison. No idea what that means. Dash capital S or long form dash dash buffer dash size equals size will use the size for the main memory buffer. Dash T or long form dash dash field dash separator equals and separator. So use separator instead of non-blank to blank transitions. Then we have dash capital T or dash dash temporary equal dash directory equals and a dir. We'll use the directory for temporaries, not dollar temp dir or slash temp. Multiple options specifying multiple directories. And we have dash u or in long form dash dash unique. With dash c checked for strict ordering, without dash c output only the first of an equal run. I'll be coming back to this in a moment as well. And dash z or dash dash zero dash terminated end lines with 0 byte, not a new line. Then we have the default dash dash help display the help and exit, and dash dash version will output version information and exit. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is the sort is a very useful command. Lots of people will use it. So say you have a log file of IP addresses and you want to get unique IP addresses. So you would use sort. You would cat ipaddress.txt, use the pipe character, which is a vertical line going from top to bottom, usually above the enter key on most keyboards. And you would pipe that to sort, which will put all the IP addresses into, group them all together. And then you can pipe that again into unique, UNIQ, which is another command which will give you the first of the unique instances and won't repeat any repeats and give you the next one. The thing though is if you had a series of names like Clatu, Phoenix, Code Cruncher, Clatu, and you sorted that, you went to unique on that, you'd still have Clatu, Phoenix, Code Cruncher, and you'd have Clatu again. But with the sort command, you would have all the Clatus together, all the Phoenixes together, and all the Code Crunchers together to give you a list of HPR hosts who happen to be on IRC at the moment. So So there you are. However, I want to go back to what is really, really cool. And that is the dash K option and the dash U option. So what that will allow you to do is say, if you have a list of, in my case, I've got a text file, which has the name of the camera model that took the picture and all the pictures, all paths to all the pictures that are on my hard disk. So there's something like 20 or 30 different cameras, images from 20 or 30 different sources. And what I want to do is take one sample image from each of those cameras so I can test another program that I'm working on. I have a large file with a list of all those images, and they're all mixed up together. So I have a file with Cybershot, a file with MX-12000, and so forth and so on. So what I want to do is just take one file from each of these, and my file is camera model path to file. So I can do that by simply going sort dash dash key equals 1, 1, which means sort the file based on the first key and ignore the second key. So say, for example, taking my IP addresses are Cybershot picture 1, Cybershot picture 2, Cybershot picture 3. It'll just sort on the first one and ignore the second column. But what's kind of cool is if you tag on the dash U to the end of that, then it will uniquely pick the first picture from a camera. So the first Cybershot, picture 1, camera 2, picture 1, camera 3, picture 1, giving you a nice, unique text file. Okay, with that, I'll end the show. I hope you found this rundown of the sort command useful. And if you feel like sponsoring a man page, feel free to do that and give us some examples of what you might use it for. One other one, just looking through the file here that I do use quite a lot, is the dash T, which specifies the field separator. So if you're using comma separated files, you can use the dash T in there equals dash dash field dash separator equals, and then the comma, and you will be able to then tell sort, I'm using a comma as a field separator instead of white spaces. Okay, with that, I'll thank you very much for listening to this. Also, again, ask everybody if they wouldn't mind sending us in a show. I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much, and see you all on the other side. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.